Welcome in here to the final week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to talk Atlantic football with head coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you to KJN for covering our football squad.
Well, last week, a nice win there on the road at Shenandoah. It was kind of a murky, mucky field, and you guys were able to do some good things, I thought, on both sides of the football. You really controlled the ground game, played some kind of hard-nosed ball there at the line of scrimmage, and did some of that on the other side as well. Defense stepping up and making quite a few stops, even in some tough short yard or short field situations, and you guys get a nice W.
Definitely. Our defense kind of was the story in the first half. I thought right away we come out and try to run a toss play, fumble the football, give Shenandoah the short field. Defense gets in there, three and out. Later on in the first quarter, kind of the same thing. We end up fumbling the football and give Shenandoah the short field again. And our defense, holds them again to a three and out. So it was a huge thing for our defense. We've been looking for that from them all year. And, I'm just real happy for our kids.
Yeah, that was one of the things we talked about after the game was it seemed like every time you guys did make a mistake, you were right there to respond. Either you got the ball back right away or then went right down the field and scored. So all those moments where they, kind of were tested, you guys responded well.
Definitely, and I think the offense did just that as well. The defense did their job. The offense comes right back out, takes the ball down, gets it in the end zone. It was important to get points early, I think, and get things rolling early. And, I thought a number of our guys did, start with our offensive line, then move to multiple different backs. Zade Nicholson carried the ball well. Colin Molinex, sophomore, carried the ball well. And then kind of our workhorse, Tyler Mowens, has done that as well, too. And then, even Chase Molinex at the quarterback position, got in on the action as well.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that we've been looking for all season long is to have those types of games where there's a lot of guys out there that are able to come out and give some great offensive production. Obviously, part of that, as you alluded to there, is the guys up front doing their job as well to give all those guys some space so that they all can have some success. But always great when you can get the ball to a number of different guys and then they all can create.
Definitely. When we talk about being balanced, that's how we view it, is multiple different guys helping us out offensively. It just puts a lot of pressure on the defense. They can't focus on one individual guy or, one individual player. And we have everybody contributing in that specialist category, whether you're a wideout or a running back.
Well, and certainly the type of game that builds you some confidence here. You probably feel like you're starting to do some of the things that you've been working towards all season long, and you have an opportunity here to come home and try to finish on a high note against a tough Red Oak squad.
Definitely. They're very impressive. I think 9 of their 11 starters are seniors. All 5 of their offensive linemen are seniors, and they're a physical football team to begin with. Well, that's the first thing I saw right away on film is how physical they play. And, that's some pride out of those 5 seniors up front for them. They're going to run the football. I think they run it 80% of the time, even on third down. So we're going to have to match that physicality. And defensively, it's going to be important for us to get some three and outs. And then offensively, again, control the football, keep our defense off the field. But, Red Oak's so physical up front defensively, too, that I think we're going to eventually have to throw the football. And we're going to have to make some hay when we do that.
Well, I think we've seen as the season has played out, how tough some of these district matchups have been. A team like Red Oak, who was able to kind of control a game and knock off OABCIG earlier in the season, and now they're playing really good football and have won the last couple of games there for the Falcons. So it certainly shows that there's, a lot of potential for some of these teams to play different ways and win games. And like you said, Red Oak's going to try to ground it out. They want to get the ball in the hands of their backs and just run and try to control the clock.
Yeah, they've got 3 nice backs, too, and they're very balanced with them. I think they almost all 3 of them have the exact same stats, so there's not one guy you can key on. I think their coaching staff does a great job of mixing it up, too, where they're run, 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 and then they're going to hit you with a misdirection counter. And if you're not getting those eyes trained on the counter play, they'll really hurt you there, too. So it's going to be a huge test for our defensive line and our linebackers if they can get those eyes trained and get their reads going and get to that spot, because if they don't, it'll be a long night for us.
Well, and I guess from what I've seen here the last couple of weeks, that's maybe one of the areas where you've seen some of the most improvement and some of the things that have been showing up on that side of the field defensively. You've made some great plays on the defensive line. I thought Cale Roller had a great game last week. He was in there a number of times breaking things up. I remember a couple of really nice tackles that Benson Lynn had just getting low and getting in there. So you're starting to see some improvement along that side of the ball, and that's obviously we're going to need it here this week.
Definitely. You know, Kenny Jimerson probably had his best game along with Cale, as you mentioned. Benson Lynn, you mentioned. But, you know, Connor Pellett was back for us at D end. And Connor's the type of kid that is a force to that one side. So that's going to be a good matchup because Connor's going to be going against their best lineman. They're both wrestlers. I think the Red Oak kids, Kinnison's his name, number 75. Connor's going to be matched up against him. So that's going to be a critical matchup for us. But, I think it seems like Connor seems to play well when the bright lights are showing. So we'll see. This is his last home game in the Trojan Bowl, all of our seniors' last home game. And as you mentioned, our D-line's just been plugging away. I know they weren't very happy with themselves early in the season, but these last three, four, five games now, they're starting to do some things. So, a little bit of pride showing there, too, from some of our seniors.
Well, it's interesting sometimes to see the carryover from, one sport to another or mentalities that are changing at programs. And you mentioned that with a wrestling matchup with those two types of guys. And that's what Red Oak has seen. Their wrestling program's gotten pretty good. They've instilled a different type of mentality here these last couple of seasons. And you can tell that that's probably carrying over a little bit to the football field, some of that toughness.
Yeah, definitely. I think all three of their backs and their big offensive linemen there, all four of those guys are all wrestlers, all seniors, so that's going to be a thing for them. But this year is going to be kind of their year. I know they're excited. They want to get to 5-4. We're going to be excited playing at home and our last home game also in the Trojan Bowl, so it should be a good matchup. I look for it to be a close game.
Well, when you guys have the football offensively, you had some success here the last couple of weeks just getting under center and trying to run a little bit more, that power style and getting guys to the hole quickly, and that's had some success. And maybe a little bit tougher challenge this week against Red Oak and what they're going to try to do. But as you said, it sounds like you're going to mix it up a little bit, but I guess overall philosophy of how you want to get the game started.
Well, we're not going to change too much. That's been successful for us. But, with Red Oak being so physical up front and they stack the box with eight guys, we're going to have to get out of it a little bit here and there. So when we do, what I mean by that is we're going to have to use the play action off of that run game and then try to throw the ball down the field. They're going to play tight man-to-man coverage. So it's going to be an interesting battle between our receivers and their defensive backs. Can we gain any separation off that play action pass game and, try to hit them for a big one?
Well, yeah, and it's kind of sometimes that game of, picking your spots, finding the right moment for that to open up when you do get that run game maybe working a little bit, and then you catch them off guard with something they're not expecting. And certainly I think you have the guys out there on the edge that are able to do that. It's just a matter of execution.
Definitely. When we do, get that chance to call the big one up top and try to hit one deep, our guys have got to, execute it and get the job done. So we've been working a lot this week on just running good routes, especially against man-to-man coverage. It's so critical to make those routes a little bit crisper and to run them hard. And that's going to be a critical portion of the offensive game is, can we hit a couple big ones down the field? And that's just going to open up our run game a little bit, too.
Well, I'm sure this always, kind of an emotional spot for a lot of guys that know that they're going to step out there for the last time and strap it up and, maybe the last competitive football game they ever get a chance to play. So certainly they'll be excited to get out there at the Trojan Bowl and try to end this thing on a positive note.
Definitely. We're looking forward to it, actually. We've been talking about it all week. We've had great enthusiasm, great energy in practice, and I think that's attributed to just that, being their last game. Our seniors have done a good job there the last, three, 4 weeks when we were trying to grind some wins out, didn't quite get the W's, but they always came back focused on the practice field. That's something I'm going to remember out of this group, that, they never really got down on themselves. They just went back to work, and, good things happen when that happens, whether that's on the football field or in life. So I think we're going to see some good things out of them here Friday.
Well, as we're in here this last week, I guess maybe some of the things that have jumped out at you, what this team's improved at the most here from day one until now.
Well, it's just, as I kind of mentioned, just, continuing to grind things out. Things didn't go our way at certain areas of the season. Early on we had some success, and then kind of, our schedule got tougher. And with that, you know, our guys just, you know, kept their nose to the grindstone and kept working and kept working. And now, you know, we've seen improvement here the last two, three, four games of some of that ability to just to stay, you know, focused at what we're trying to do and try to get accomplished. So I attribute that to our seniors and our coaching staff. I think they've done a great job here down the stretch.
Well, we certainly hope that everybody gets out there, packs the stands coming up on Friday night. Sounds like it might be one of the more pleasant Friday nights that we've had throughout the season. So we hope that there's a great crowd to support the guys and try to get that last W. Coach, we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, and thanks to KJN. We appreciate it.
All right, that's Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. That's going to do it for Trojan Preview here on KJN.